For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. It would be nice if we could just say faith is the assurance of things hoped for. That is Scripture. But if we look at today's readings, we see faith has dimensions. Really, when we talk about what we learn about faith in Scripture, we can see three major dimensions. First, faith is trust. Second, faith is assent to doctrines about God, taught by Jesus. That's where we have the Nicene Creed. Finally, faith is our bond, our relationship with God, and it can give us overwhelming power. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In the Gospel of Matthew, it says, faith the size of a mustard seed would move a mountain. Here not only is a large tree being moved, but it is planted in the ocean, a tree kept alive in salt water. Faith is apparently some powerful stuff. Jesus is pointing out that our bond with God can do what we would think is impossible. The disciples know faith is key to their mission. It's why they ask for it. If you look at the verse before today's passage, it says, if another disciple sins, you must rebuke the offender. And if there is repentance, you must forgive. And if the same person sins against you seven times a day and turns back to you seven times and says, I repent, you must forgive. The very next verse, the disciples are clamoring for faith. Jesus is asking what may seem downright impossible for us. Forgive if there is repentance every time. We need faith for that, for sure. A dimensional faith. Trust that this is what God wants. Belief that this is what Jesus is really teaching. And an unbreakable bond with God that makes it possible to put up with such an obnoxious repeat offender. The kicker is the rest of the passage. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. Faith is powerful. Faith is necessary. But faith doesn't win us any accolades. It's the norm. The disciples were right that it would take faith to forgive, but they might not have been expecting they already possessed enough to get the job done. We can fall into the same trap. When things get difficult, we pray. We pray for the faith to get through trial. Thankfully, in those times, Jesus doesn't say, pull yourself together. You already know what to do. But here, he is reminding us that if we have a constant faith, a prayer life that is not dependent on us being in turmoil, that we will always get through. It's as though he's saying, I knew you had it in you. In fact, before we clamor for God to pull us up, like Peter sinking in the water, we could remind ourselves that we possess that faith that will keep us from sinking in the first place. The dimensions of faith. Do I trust God? Well, he already sent the Redeemer. That's a pretty good indication that I can trust him. Do I believe what Christ taught? Do I go to Mass and practice stewardship? That would be a pretty good indication of my faith in Christ's teachings. Finally, do I see that God is working in all the good things of my life? He is where we get our talents, our successes, our love, and our forgiveness. If I can see God in the good things of my life, if I can see that they are not my own work, then obviously God has a profound relationship with us. I'll be the first to tell you, I still whine like a baby when things are tough. Why this God, or get me out of here, it's too hard. It's good that we pray in times of trouble, and I'll never say it isn't. God always delivers, but it's above and beyond what we need. Christ is teaching us that faith is built by practicing faith, by seeing faith work in our lives every day, by recognizing his gifts when things are going well. We don't need faith just when things are bad. We need to practice faith when things are fantastic. If we do that, there will be quite a few trees growing in the ocean. Take as your norm the sound words you heard from me, and faith and love that are in Jesus Christ. Guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us.